Last night, the Golden Guitar Awards were held in Tamworth, the finale, effectively, of the Tamworth Country Music Festival each and every year, the Country Music Association of Australia Awards. And, look, a lot of great performances. It really was a fantastic show. I watched it via the live stream, and the thing that struck me was most of the winners were winning multiple awards or had won plenty of awards before, except for one young lady who I know has been nominated a number of times. I'm going to say seven, but I'll check that with her. But finally cracked it for her first ever Golden Guitar, and she won the big one, Female Artist of the Year, Tamworth's own Elise Simmons, and she joins us now. Elise, congratulations.
Thank you so much. You are exactly right. Seven times.
So, exactly. Tell us, how many years has it taken you to become an overnight success?
Oh, gosh. Overnight success. I think I probably struck my first chord at about 12, and I guess I sort of started music professionally when I was about 18, and I'm 31 now. So, it's taken a long time. I've tried really hard for a long time, so I'm just overwhelmed. It's amazing.
Three studio albums, the last one, or the most recent one, More Than Meets the Eye, which you effectively won the Golden Guitar for. Did you have a good feeling about this album?
Oh, I've had an amazing feeling about the album, but not about the award. You know, I think you never expect to win anything. It's just, you make an album that you're proud of and you hope for the best, but I just can't believe it. Steve, you'll know what I'm saying because you know me, but I've been crying all day. I've literally been just retreating into corners and sitting and crying, and people have been coming over and going, what's wrong with you? But I'm like, you don't understand. You don't understand how much I've wanted this. So, it's pretty incredible.
It's funny you say that because, look, you and I, we've been dear friends for a long time now, and I was watching last night, and I shed a little bit of a tear, but then I composed myself because, you were fairly composed during your acceptance speech, but then they crossed to a shot of your parents in the crowd, both with tears in their eyes, and that kind of set me off again, I've got to say.
Oh,
what was it like having them there with you?
Oh, it was incredible. My family are everything to me. I wouldn't have made this album without any of them, and also without my band, the Spurs. I had been in a really dark place, like we all get into, but I'd been in a really dark place, and I didn't think I'd ever make music again. I didn't think I'd be able to write songs or anything, and my brother-in-law Michael came around, and he just kept saying to me, come on, get off the couch. Or I wasn't working, but he would say, just get up, do it, you've got the songs, let's make an album. And I'd say, no, I don't have them. And then I somehow found 40 songs in my phone. So we made the album. He booked everything in and basically told me when we were going to make the album, and we did it, and I can't believe it. Like, it's done, and we did it, and we won.
There's a certain irony that the song that you performed at the Golden Guitars last night with your sister Carly is called On Your Terms. So we'll have a listen to a little bit of it because it kind of sort of fits with where your career's at the moment. Listen to this.
I stand up even when I'm gonna fall. I speak out when I can't find the words at all. I'll keep giving it my
Well, it kind of tells the story of where your career's been, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. It really does. I guess you being a yes person, you sometimes get pushed around. And with this album, I decided to write a couple of songs that said, no, I'm not going to do that. And maybe like hope that I'd listen to the words and become that person. So, Only On My Terms was certainly about that.
Tell us what's going through, because you've been there. I mean, being a local Tamworth girl, you've been there at every Golden Guitars for so many years, and as we said, you've been nominated six times prior to this. What's going through your mind on this seventh time when they're reading out, your name comes up as one of the five finalists? What are you thinking?
Well, it was actually the first time that I haven't written a speech because, you know, the other times, I guess I was like, let's be prepared just in case, you know, who knows what might happen. And but this time around, I didn't write a speech at all. I thought, you know, there's no use writing a speech because you're not going to win it. Like, you're up against Casey Chambers, like, far out. You have no chance in bloody hell. And anyway, then when they read my name, I just looked over at my family. I literally looked at my family. I didn't know where to look, what to do, and I just looked at them. And my mom, like, every time I've won anything, she goes, like, even a chook raffle, she goes, it's you. And I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get up. So it was pretty unreal.
And presented to you by a dear friend of yours, Amber Lawrence, who won the same award. Her first Golden Guitar was also Female Artist of the Year 3 years ago, I think it was. What was it like receiving it from her?
Oh, it was incredible because, you know, my sister as well works for the council, and she's known for since before Christmas who the winner was. And I've been trying to read her, but I couldn't. I can't believe it. She's my best friend, and I couldn't read her. But with Amber, as soon as she opened, I was reading her expression. And when she opened it up, I couldn't quite tell. And then as soon as she kind of gasped, she sort of went and then said my name. I was like, maybe it's me. but until that point, I was like crazy. But it was so beautiful getting a cuddle from her first.
So you've also come off the stage from the final concert. How do you rate this festival? I mean, obviously it's best festival ever for you, but overall, how's it been?
Oh, it's been awesome. Like, I mean, I feel like numbers have been up. The artists that I manage, you know, have had amazing gigs, have sold out concerts and stuff. So I think that numbers have been up, absolutely. The vibe has been awesome. And, you know, I think it's getting better and better. We've got an amazing council here, an amazing group of people running this festival, and they're really proactive. And if there's anyone out there that wants to get to Tamworth, it really should be on your bucket list because it is a really awesome time. And it doesn't even matter if you don't like country music, you'll have the best time of your life.
Well, I only made a flying visit the other night and had an absolute ball. I literally spent, I think, 4 or 5 hours there on Friday night. But look, it was a great from what I saw. Congratulations once again. Very, very well deserved. Tell us, where do you go from here?
Where to from here? I've got to write my fourth album, actually.
Okay. Well, we can't wait till that happens. Hopefully there's many more Golden Guitars in your future. Elise Simmons, great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for all your support.
Good on you. That's Elise Simmons. She's the 2018 Female Artist of the Year at Saturday night's Golden Guitar Awards in Tamworth. Look, a very, very high honour to win as her very first award at that particular award. She's won a whole bunch of independent awards previously, but the Golden Guitars are the pinnacle in country music, so congratulations to her. Plenty of other things to talk about tonight. 1327 10 is the number. You can get us via the Australia by Night Facebook page. Just do a search for Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo. We are live right across Australia on the Triple M network.